Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin Files. When American novelist Anna Winger moved to Berlin 7 years ago with her German husband, she didn't have much experience with the culture and she didn't speak the language. When the couple had children, that's when she says her German really picked up.
I mean, I kind of learned it on the playground, to be honest with you. After having a child, I learned to speak it.
She also became increasingly familiar with the Berlin literary scene. While working on her first novel, she found herself meeting English-speaking writers all over the city.
Germans are very interested in literature in general. There is a big scene for German writers, and English-speaking writers, you know, are to some degree at the fringes of that. But then there is kind of strength in numbers. Like, I have met so many different people from all different kinds of backgrounds. Most are American, but some of them are English or Irish or Australian who are writing in English. Living here, that I guess we're creating a scene of our own.
After she published her book, This Must Be the Place, in 2008, she was approached by NPR to write about her experiences as an American living in Berlin.
I thought about it and thought it would be a lot more interesting than just hearing myself talk about my life. It would be a lot more interesting to have a lot of different writers write about their experiences of the city so that we would have a kind of kaleidoscopic view on one thing, which is Berlin. And I think there are few cities that merit that degree of attention, but Berlin is a place that's been changing really fast in the past few years, and there's just so much to say about it on so many different levels that having so many different people write about their very specific experiences of the city paints kind of a really interesting picture of the city at this time and moment in history.
As a lifelong listener of NPR, Winger decided radio would make a great medium for the project.
I mean, I was an avid listener of NPR because I used to be a photographer. And I remember when I was in graduate school saying to my father that I would come out of like 8 hours of listening to NPR in the darkroom, and I would feel like I'd had the most interesting conversation that I could possibly have had.
As Berlin Story starts its third season on NPR Berlin, Winger says she's really happy about the writers involved in the series.
Some of our best pieces have come from totally unknown writers, and we really like the idea of the mix, old and young, men and women, well-known and not well-known, up-and-coming writers. Some of the people who've written pieces for us, although few, are not professional writers at all. I'd love to include more musicians and artists and people who were, you know, maybe like to write but were not professionally writing.
You can hear Berlin Stories every Monday and Wednesday during Morning Edition. For more information, go to nprberlin.de and click on Berlin Stories. For NPR Berlin, I'm Sarah Richards.